This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Happy New Year, somewhat belatedly, but once again, Happy New Year to you and your family. Welcome to the first edition of 2021's Great Outdoor Radio Show. Hope you and yours are safe. Hope you're wearing your mask, socially distancing, all that good stuff. Appreciate that. You're listening to Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. We're on 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, 1490 AM, 1420 AM, Boomer. Then we're on Fremont, Nebraska Radio. Fremont, Nebraska, big dog country, on 1340 AM and 98.9 FM. And then we're also on the internet. Podcast will be there immediately following the show. You can listen live at myboomerradio.com. We are everywhere. And I'm Greg Wagner. Yeah, you know me. Big deal. Nick Burris on the board. Thank you, Nick, for being here. Pot your mic up. Radio jargon.
Good to be here, Greg.
And then waiting in the wings, he's back. 2021 debut, Ken Stoicich, is coming up here on weather. But we must first introduce our very special guest today. This is one of the finest people you'll ever meet, seriously. After all, he had to deal with Noah Wagner at Creighton Prep High School, Omaha's Creighton Prep High School. We welcome what folks refer to as Mr. Murray, the man, the myth, the legend.
Hi, Greg.
Tom Murray, everybody. Woo-hoo! Thomas Murray of Omaha.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, big time. And couldn't wait to have you on the air here. We're going to talk a lot about everything, really. The spirituality of the great outdoors, that was ever so important this past year.
Oh, yes.
And continuing into 2021.
Yep.
The great outdoors is a very spiritual place and a respite, and we'll get into that. Yeah. You've been out and about with some of your latest adventures.
Yes, quite a bit. In fact, I think I did
more
hunting
me.
This season than I have in years.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was
Mr.
great.
Murray, and if you looked at any of my social media accounts, and Lord help you if you do, you'll see a massive bull elk that Tom had harvested from northwest Nebraska's Pine Ridge Terrain. How many years ago has that been?
That was 2017.
Now? 2017.
Yep.
Massive bull, great photos, wonderful experience. If you want to ask Tom questions about that, about anything in the great outdoors, if you're a student of Tom's, chime in. And has
oh, no.
That's all right. Noah's not allowed. No,
yeah, good.
Just teasing.
Good.
But
good.
And you'll be pleased to know that the spring of 2021, Noah graduates from University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Good for him.
You've done well.
Yes.
College has been pretty easy for him.
You and
Creighton
Polly.
Prep, challenging.
Yes. You
That's
and Polly
how it
have done
be.
A good job with all of your children.
Not bad.
No.
You,
got a lot
you know
to
what
be
Ken
proud
Stoicich
of.
Is waiting to say? Mother's influence. Mrs. Wagner. Polly in the medical profession. I know.
Yes.
I married up, Kenny. Sympathetic love. There you go. But Tom Murray is here. You folks love him. Call in. Here we go, 402-553-1490, and area code 402. We'd love to talk to you, maybe about your outdoor adventures, and you can get some advice from the salty outdoorsman himself. And the guy that deals with youth every day, whether it's his own family or year in and year out at Creighton Prep. How long have you been at Creighton Prep?
I'm in my 10th year.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
10 years. And this year, you might tell folks out of the chute here, challenging is not the word. It's beyond
no,
that.
It's been rough. I think it's been hard on teachers. It's been very hard on administration. My wife is an administrator at Creighton University, and I have a lot of sympathy for them.
Oh, big
teachers
time.
Struggle, but probably in a lot of ways more than anybody's students, I think, have had. I think this has been really challenging for them.
I can't imagine.
No, me
you
either.
Know, Noah's virtual, doing things virtually.
Sure.
He's a computer engineering major and a computer business major, so everything is virtual. He's in that world with all his five screens and different computers going. But even he will tell you he's a social butterfly, and he stayed in his bubble, and it's been hard.
Yeah.
it's difficult.
Yeah, and I think at such an important time in their lives, you know, for their social development, this is, I think, going to have some repercussions that will, you know, sociologists and psychologists will be studying for probably centuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the pandemic's impact on the great outdoors as well. It is now time. Stephen, hang on the line. He wants to know about getting elk tags and the elk hunting experience from you. Stephen, you got to hang with us. We've got to do weather. The butcher is back to do the weather. Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage.
Good morning.
With goodies, Italian sausage, hot and mild.
Yes, sir. Hope they were good enough for you.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's what to get this weekend.
Absolutely.
Fire up the grill outside. Sun's out.
Yeah, I get that hot Italian on these cold mornings.
Absolutely. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. And then Stoicich.com on the internet. And weather.
Yes.
The F word. Watch it. Watch it.
What, fun? Yes.
Yeah,
weather is always there. Fun. Yeah, we got some little bit of warm-up coming up ahead of us.
Yeah, and fog. It's lifting.
Yes, yes. I woke up this morning and looked out the window, and I thought I was hungover. I didn't. Thank God.
You probably were.
Thank God it was fog.
After all the meat you flung? Oh, my. The meat business?
Oh.
You've had more deer than normal. You've had more wild game than normal, which is great, you know.
Oh, yes.
People need to be patient getting
yes.
it back.
Patience is a virtue. Please be virtuous.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Very good. So let's start off here talking about kind of how the meat world is going.
It's going pretty well. It was interesting over the holidays. The turkey situation during Thanksgiving was a little strange. Usually you always run out of turkeys that are 22 to 24 pounds. We have plenty of those left over. The 10 to 15 pounders.
Smaller gatherings.
Very hard to come by, yes. Mm. Luckily, I put my order in July, and so I got everything I needed, but gosh, I could have sold a lot more. It was just unbelievable. Everybody's going for the small turkeys.
Small gatherings. Christmas, yeah. How was the Christmas season and New Year's?
Christmas is really good. New Year's is really good. Everybody's, again, small gatherings, and so it wasn't any big orders. But
stay in your bubble.
Yes, a lot of little lunch meats and summer sausages for the
cool.
gathering, so it was nice.
Wild game and fish processing like no other is Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, once again to the north of 24th and Vinton, 130th and Arbor Streets to the north and east of 132nd and West Center Road, Stoicich.com on the internet. How was your deer take?
Increased. We have a lot more of them. Gosh, and it was very, very good, healthy deer this year. Very
yeah,
nice
you told me initially they were looking good with the archers.
Yes, and then it went all the way through. It's been very good. Haven't seen, you know, usually you get one or two that are looking a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't had that this year. So
have really you had
nice.
An assortment of wild game brought in?
Yeah, yeah, it has been. It's really strange.
Yeah, you've had pronghorn, geese, turkeys.
Oh, yes.
A little of everything.
Lots of wild turkeys. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the spring turkey hunt.
You like those spring turkeys better than you do the fall and winter turkeys. And Nebraska's fall/winter turkey season goes through the end of this month.
Yes.
Of January. I will not be bringing you. I will do those on my own because you prefer not to pluck the winter birds.
No, the spring birds are so much easier putting in new feathers, and they're getting rid of their old ones, and they're so much
molting.
Easier to pluck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
I always say the winter ones, skin, the spring ones, pluck.
All right. Hours for both locations. Open today.
Open today till 5:30 down south and out 6 o'clock out west.
All right. Phone number? Taking any orders for any small gatherings still?
Yes, there sure
Football.
Are. Down at 341-7260.
All right. And weather today, tomorrow, and then looking into the week, look in your crystal ball, Kenny.
Well, we got a nice little sun out today. It was nice. We had that full moon over the last weekend. That was real pretty. But we got temperatures in the 31 for tomorrow, nice and sunny. And then Monday and Tuesday, almost the 40.
The ice anglers don't like it, and those of us late season deer hunting do not like the full moon. I'm just telling you. It was really cool last night, though.
Yeah, it was real pretty.
It was really cool. Can't deny that. And so today, 28, 29 maybe.
Yeah, January weather.
Yeah, welcome to winter in the Cornhusker State.
And then Thursday and Friday, a little chance of snow again, but it will probably be gone with the 40 degrees on Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
We'll need a little more whiteness out there.
All right.
Windshield washer.
Alert.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Ken Stoicich, House of Sausage, 24th at Bancroft, 130th at Arbor Streets, and that phone number again for you.
341-7260.
All right. Wild game drop-off, late season deer hunting drop-off, South Store, 24th and Bancroft.
Come on in and say hello.
I will. You know I will. So there you go. All right, there's Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage. Thanks for being here. Appreciate the hot and mild Italian sausages.
More than welcome.
And that is what is suggested for you out there. With that, we'll take our first break on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Having a good time with you. By the way, the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog is brought to you by the Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets, the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, oak-creek-club.com. Oak Creek Sporting Club, wonderful place here to introduce this time of year a young person or a newcomer of some sort to the world of upland game bird hunting with great dogs, wonderful people, the Kriz family, Terry Kriz, Krish is the Czech pronunciation there, in the Bohemian Alps near Brainerd, Nebraska. We also have Cubby's Convenience Stores. And the CEO of Cubby's is a big-time hunter and angler, very charitable business, big time. They are now introducing to you what are called gas station barbecue entrees at the Mormon Bridge Road store. I've sampled. I've been in there. I bought them. 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road, the gas station barbecue. It received Reader's Choice Awards. And still in there is Godfather's Express Pizza, Chester's Fried Chicken, Cubby's Convenience Stores, 36 locations, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, Cubby's.com. We also have the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau promoting Fremont Lakes State Recreation Area, Dead Timber State Recreation Area, some of the most beautiful sandpit lake developments that you'll ever see. Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I think they're headquartered in Fremont, Nebraska, USA. All right, that'll take us into the break. When we come back, it's Tom Murray and Steven, who's got a question about elk tags after this.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubby's for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food, served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubby's app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubby's today. serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome, welcome. Happy 21 to you, Greg Wagner, Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country. MyBoomerRadio.com, podcast immediately after the show. Again, the show brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Storyside Chops with Sausage, Cubbies Convenience Stores, Cubbies Convenience Stores, and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tom Murray, special guest today. One of the people I want to be most like, but I'll never be as good as this soul right here. Educator, longtime hunter, angler, gardener as well. Kind of that self-sufficient lifestyle, which I love. I mean, when you look at him, you look like he should be on some sort of outdoor reality TV show. Love the beard, man.
Thank you.
It's awesome. Nick Burris, by the way, on the board. We're going to get right to the phones to Steven, who's been very patiently waiting, who has a question about getting elk tags for you, Tom Murray. Thank you, Steven, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for the show. Enjoy it quite a bit.
And, thank you.
I got my first elk here this past fall in Colorado. With my dad and my brother, it was a great experience. I'm just curious for any tips on just generally hunting elk in the Pine Ridge, but also curious about getting tags and strategies you might recommend from past experience.
So, Tom, I'll repeat that if folks are just joining us. So he's asking about, Stephen is asking about the whole experience from start to finish on acquiring an elk hunting permit here in Nebraska. And then working with the landowner out there and some of the tips you'd recommend generally about elk hunting in Nebraska.
Well, when I'll never forget, it was June 30th, I think, 2017, when I got the email that said results of the big game draw. And I think I dropped my phone when I saw it. I couldn't believe the first word out of the, on the email was congratulations. And I was like, oh no, I did this. There aren't, I don't believe, and Greg, you can probably give the numbers on this, but there aren't a ton of permits that are available. I think there's something like 250, is that right, for bulls?
Mm-hmm.
And I think our elk population is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000. So there aren't a ton of permits, but applying, I believe, now that we have a point system, the application, you know, if you don't get drawn this year, you're going to get a little bit of a bump next year and so on and so forth. Eventually, I think if you keep at it, you'll get drawn. I would say that one of the first things, in fact, probably the first thing I did after contacting Greg Wagner when I found out I'd drawn, was I got in touch with Kit Hams, I believe.
Hams and Todd Nordine.
And Todd Nordine, yes, mm-hmm. Who's out in western Nebraska.
Correct.
And they were able to give me a list of landowners who were willing to allow people on their property to hunt elk. Some of them charged money. Some of them did not. I went through pretty much the entire list. We went out and did a couple of scouting trips over the summer and early fall. I really wanted to try to get an elk on public land, so we focused our attention on Fort Robinson and Gilbert Baker Wildlife Management Area. And I will say this, I don't know, Greg, have you been to Gilbert Baker?
It's so rough. Yes, I've trout fished it. I've hiked it. I've not hunted it.
It is the most gorgeous piece of property I think I've ever hunted in Nebraska.
Yes.
It is also really, really rough. It looks like
it's
what
rugged.
You would think you'd find elk in. Mm-hmm. And we heard elk and we saw a sign. We didn't get a shot. There was a gentleman who was bow hunting out there, and he actually had on camera one of the days we were out there, satellite bull had walked right in front of his tree stand and milled around for like 20 minutes. So there are elk out there. The Game and Parks does telemetry studies. They said that in those places, those public land places in western Nebraska, elk are on them every month of the year. So I would say some scouting, being able to dedicate some good time. I'd say one of the most important things is really trying to be in as good a shape as possible. I had hunted elk before, but a bull elk is just ginormous, and I couldn't, imagine having to pack one of those things out, you know, if you're hunting in, like, you know, remote Colorado or New Mexico or something like that. Having to pack one of those out miles would be just really, really rough on a body. But I found that the population, the elk that we found in northwestern Nebraska out by Crawford, we saw hundreds of them, and I had my pick of quite a few bulls before I settled on the one that is hanging on my wall in my basement. And We did have, I hunted public land all of September. It was beautiful. It was fantastic. We saw all kinds of sign. We saw some elk. We saw tons of deer, turkeys. It was just really, really beautiful and awesome. We did not get a shot. So on the opening of rifle season, I actually went on private land. And that morning on Saturday of rifle season, I found the bull I wanted, and the rest was, you know, all the cleaning and packing and bringing it home.
How was your experience on the private land? Can you talk about that? And you were in the Hat Creek unit, right?
Yes, Hat Creek, okay. Yes. It was actually fantastic. In fact, I had a lot of landowners were really more than happy to allow us to hunt. And I think if I'd had a cow tag, I might have been able to get on a lot of property for free. There were a lot of farmers that talked about depredation on their corn and several that were willing, but there was one that I guess talking to the gentleman who was responsible for the hunting on the property, he really ate, drank, breathed elk. He knew these herds. He followed them around. I think most of his life he was dedicating to being an elk guide, and he had, you know, traveled to Wyoming and Colorado and had done some elk hunting himself. So he really put me at ease and told me that, you know, we'll get you out there. You need to be in good shape, but we'll get you out there. We will get you on a bull, and the rest will be up to you. So practicing your shooting, making sure that everything that you can control, you work on, you know, being in shape, shooting your gun. I had a .338. I'm not really used to shooting it because, you know, it bangs the heck out of your shoulders.
Big gun.
It's a big gun. But I wanted to make sure that if I got into the position that I wasn't going to I wasn't going to blow it because I hadn't prepared. So the landowners were fantastic, and the Game and Parks was so helpful, both at the agency and alliance and on the phone. I felt like this is the only, I've never ever felt anything like this before. Everybody I spoke with, from landowners to, you know, people I had gone to high school with, were wishing me luck and wanted me to succeed and were trying to help me. I felt more connected to the community of hunters here in Nebraska than I think I ever have. It was a pretty unique experience. And so I immediately started making my son, who was 11 at the time, he's going to apply for an elk tag every year until he gets drawn, because it was really, really cool. And it's a once in a lifetime thing, and it's probably the highlight of my hunting career. I really, really enjoyed every moment of it.
May I ask, like, what did you pay in 2017, roughly, price range?
I believe that for access to the property, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of, I want to say, $1,500.
Oh, geez, that's cheap by elk standards.
Yeah. Oh, you can't get away with that in Wyoming or
Colorado. Yeah, in Colorado, you can't get away with, you know, $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's more.
Yeah. So this guy was in the middle. There were some that were more expensive and some that were less expensive, but I just really.
And they went all out for you, too, didn't they?
They did.
They didn't let you shoot one day, did they? He made you watch for a while,
didn't
he?
He said, don't shoot the first elk.
You're not
going to
shoot the first bull, right?
Yeah. So we were really patient. We watched lots and lots of elk before. I saw one that I really, really liked, and he said, yeah, that's a good one. And sure enough, it was. So he was fantastic. He actually did ask that I not give his name, but if you ever want to contact me privately,
you draw
if you
permit.
Get drawn, I would be happy to forward you to him. He
yep,
was everything he advertised.
First.
Yes. And that application's coming up in a few months, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be in the springtime. And the one thing, you know, we don't want people contacting all these landowners if you haven't drawn a permit.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
If you draw a permit, then here we go, right?
Yes.
Game on, and look out. Here comes Game and Park. Here comes everybody.
And they will help you find the people.
Yep. You got to get that permit.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. And hunting 400 miles away, you know, it was, I couldn't have done it without the help of the Game and Parks, without some really, really helpful landowners, and without, you know, the assistance of other hunters in general, too. So, yeah.
Visiting with Tom Murray. Tom is successful Nebraska elk hunter, as you've heard here, an avid sports person, and a theology instructor at Omaha's Creighton Prep High School. Has been there 10 years, I found out right now. And so we're going to take another time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We're going to get into interacting with youth. And Tom's been in the educational world. His wife has, the family has. We're going to get into connecting with youth during this strange time of the pandemic and a lot more here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Stick around.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
And welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. Being brought to you by the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Story State Childs of Sausage, Cubby's Convenience Stores, and the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visiting with Tom Murray, one of the coolest people you'll ever meet, theology instructor at Omaha's Creighton Prep High School, avid outdoors person, successful Nebraska elk hunter. You want to talk to him? 402-553-1490. Great Outdoor Trivia, two rounds coming up. 553-1490, area code 402. Tom, talk about your latest adventures with the fam in your bubble.
I'll tell you one thing. I was telling you before the show started, this has probably been, in a lot of ways, one of the best hunting seasons I've had. And actually, it wasn't even all that much personally. My son, who is 15, he's a sophomore at Creighton Prep. Hi, Nolan. He's been hunting he's been coming with me since he was 4 or 5 years old. He'd come and sit in the tree stand or in the turkey blind in the spring. And he's been hunting with a bow for the past 4 years and has not gotten a shot at a single deer. And this year, for the first time, he shot a buck. And this buck was probably bigger than almost any buck I have ever seen or shot. It was huge. And
congratulations, Nolan.
Perfectly. And he was beside himself. I was so proud as a papa. And then 4 days later, on the opening of rifle season, he went out and got another really, really nice buck. And he hadn't shot a buck with a gun for a couple of years. And this time, he just happened to be in the right place at the right time. So when it rains, it pours. Within 4 days of each other, he'd gotten two of the nicest bucks that we've ever gotten as a family. So that was fantastic. Did a lot of pheasant hunting. We've been doing a lot of waterfowl hunting lately as well, and so I think this pandemic in a lot of ways has given me a little more time to be outside and be with family outside, because we can do it in a way that's pretty safe, and it's good to kind of break up the sitting at home.
Exactly. I would tell you 2020, everybody's, and I'm a positive person, saying how bad of a year it is, and yeah, I know it was. For me, it was not. I'm sorry to tell you, it was not. I got two grandbabies healthy out of the pandemic.
Congrats.
I've had no, in our family, or even extended family, no cases of COVID-19. being smart as we can about this.
Yeah.
I killed two big bucks during rifle season. I killed two big does, one early and then one during the firearm season. My spring turkey hunting was the most phenomenal spring turkey hunting I've ever had. And killed a Jake and two big toms. It ended too quickly.
Yeah.
I shot video one day and then got two other turkeys, some nice hens during the fall. And gosh darn, I had spent a lot of time outside, a lot of time on the big Papio Trail out back of the Game and Parks office there. You'll recognize me even masked up. I love the trail system. I've been out in the parks. I would agree. I mean, it just propelled you to be outside this pandemic.
Absolutely. And I mean, I agree with you too, Greg. I think that in a lot of ways, you know, a lot of people are suffering through this and it's really hard. But I don't know what I would have done this fall if I had not been able to get out and hunt, you know. And so I'm very grateful that,
agreed.
That those.
Has it been hard connecting with youth? I mean, talk about your teaching at Creighton Prep. It's been a mix.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that, you know, I have friends who teach at OPS and in Millard, and we're all kind of going through the same kinds of things. It's tough to be a teacher in these circumstances because from one week to the next or every, you know, other week or something, you might be having half of your students online and half of your students in the building, or all of your students online or all of your students in the building. And, we, you know, bouncing back and forth like that was really presented some challenges for us to be able to try to teach effectively. And but I think that it's been every bit as challenging and maybe even more so for the students. And part of that is because I think developmentally they haven't quite gotten to the point of having the coping mechanisms that we as adults are good at. They're not as good about, especially boys, about necessarily talking about what's going on in their interior and their inside. They don't possess quite yet the language for that interior, you know, what's going on with their spirit. And so I find that there were a lot of them that really struggled, and I would say that the vast majority of the students really, really disliked having to, you know, log into Zoom to try to learn, probably almost as much as the teachers disliked having to do that as well. So I think that there was a little bit of, I think they did fantastic. I really, really do believe that the students, at least that I taught, really, really put in good effort, tried really hard, but this is not something that. And I have to keep reminding them, you know, we might deal with this for a year. We might deal with it for two. Eventually, life will get back to normal, and you'll be able to tell your grandkids about the pandemic of 2020. But getting through it right now, sometimes I think for them, it does seem like it's like there isn't a light at the end of the tunnel. And that can be really hard for them, especially as winter comes. So I think it's even more important that we do things that are good and healthy, like get outside and get those serotonin and dopamine levels up. Get
woohoo!
Out, fish a little, hunt a little, hike a little.
Sleigh ride.
Yeah.
Get the sleds
yes.
out.
Get outside and
the
enjoy
the toboggans
this
out, the
beautiful
plastic sleds.
State. Exactly. All the sledding, all the kids that we see.
Memorial Park
and
needed
Memorial
the traffic
Park.
Director.
Yep. It's crazy.
I love it.
It's
I love
good.
It.
Yeah. And it's so, healthy.
Exactly. With connecting regarding today's youth, you know, we have parents or guardians that are listening to us. What are some of the little things that they can do, even besides getting outdoors, to make sure that the mental well-being of these young people, especially the young guys, is up to snuff?
And, you know, I've got three kids. Any of us out there that have children know that sometimes it's really hard to get them to talk about what's going on inside of them, partly because of just, you know, the relationship that parents and kids have, partly because kids aren't quite experienced enough to be able to really examine the inside. I think helping them to kind of name their feelings, to talk about what's going on inside of them is really healthy and helpful. Conversations, I think all of us during this pandemic, especially those of us with kids, have really probably been given some good opportunities to spend time with them, to play, you know, games together, to eat more meals together. I know that we've eaten more meals together in the past 9 months than,
nice.
You know, which we eat together a lot, but practically every single night, it's the five of us sitting around the table. And those are opportunities that over time, you know, you can really start to get into some conversations and help kids to process what's going on and help kids to understand that, you know, you do the best that you can to be safe, but you also need to make sure that you recognize that it's not necessarily a terrible thing to not have a lot of control. And I think a lot of times kids are scared because they know that this is something that can't be controlled.
Well put. Tom Murray, our special guest today, Omaha Creighton Prep theology instructor, all-around great guy, wonderful person, successful Nebraska elk hunter, avid outdoor enthusiast. Now, along the same lines as you've been talking, Tom, we're going to do Great Outdoor Trivia round number one and engage this audience here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country, playing for a gorgeous, colorful, and I have one for you, Tom, 2021 Nebraska Land Magazine wall calendar. It's right back of me there. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Nebraska State Park System. Shadron was the first one with spectacular photos. It's got the moon phases in it and some key dates. A little history, too. Trivia question. Here we go. During the COVID-19 pandemic that does continue, Americans, Nebraskans as well, turned to the great outdoors to really help their physical and mental well-being for a respite. So we're asking you what two specific outdoor activities that are measurable from year to year experienced the biggest jumps, rises in participation in Nebraska from 2019 to 2020 and continuing into 2021. Can you name them for us? No hints initially here. The first caller that gets it right wins the calendar. That'll send it to you. Phone number to call with your best guesses. Your educated guesses, your hypotheses. 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
Are you feeling a bit hungry? Running low on fuel? Be sure to stop by your local Cubbies for the very best in convenience with friendly hometown employees. Try the great deli food served hot and fresh. Save money on gas, food, and merchandise by downloading the Cubbies app on your smartphone. For the very best in convenience, visit your local Cubbies today. Serving Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota communities since 1979.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
There you are. Thanks for being with us here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Station's The Great Outdoor Radio Show, being brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores, the Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stoicich House of Sausage, in the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Special guest today, Tom Murray, Omaha theology instructor at Creighton Prep, the Junior Jays. And then he also wears a lot of different hats, hunting, fishing, living that self-sustaining lifestyle that I love. That means a little gardening in there with it and growing your own stuff.
Sure does.
Harvesting your own food. I love that.
Yep.
You betcha. 402-553-1490. We're playing Great Outdoor Trivia, and the question for the calendar, Nebraska Land calendar that we threw at you during the pandemic, Nebraskans really turned to the great outdoors for their physical and mental well-being, and we're asking you what two specific activities that we can measure, what two ings activities experienced the biggest jumps in participation from 2019 to 2020 and even continuing into 2021. What two participatory outdoor activities can you name them for us? Tom, is there any hints you want to give? They've gotten one. Nick, put your mic up.
Yeah, people are getting one of them and not the other, and I just wanted to say if you did get it wrong, you're allowed to call back and try
again. Okay. So 553-1490. Tom, on the one they're not getting, what would you throw at them?
I'm not sure which one they're not getting, but frequent listeners to the show should probably be able to figure it out pretty easily.
We talked quite a bit about hunting this big game animal.
Yeah.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
So there might be right there a word that I just passed along mm-hmm. that you're not getting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can say. 553.
Keep trying.
1490. 402-553-1490. With that, we're going to now check in with the game warden, with Conservation Officer Rich Berger of Waterloo, Nebraska. Good morning, Rich. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we could all use a little mental wellness, I think.
Yes. What's going on?
Just a few things. It's good and foggy this morning, so be careful when you're driving and getting from and to places. But, you know, in the outdoors, we're seeing a lot of swans out here. People like to look at them here in the western part of the county. One particular spot, there's a pond, a hunting area that the swans have been frequenting. It's 252nd and West Maple. There's a pond on the south side of the road. There is no really place to park to see that, so drive slow, be careful on that. Also, we've seen them out there by Love's Truck Stop by Valley off of 275. Out in the fields, there might be places there that you can pull over and use binoculars or spotting scopes, take a look at them. We talked about eagles last week or a couple weeks ago. Been seeing quite a few eagles. We call it the LaShera Road. It's just west of Valley going to LaShera, crossing the Platte River. And there have been seeing a lot of eagles there on the ice and in the trees. So, again, no place to really pull over and look, just driving slow. And you can see those. But guys out here in the waterfowl, things have been a little slower. There are certain people that have certain areas have been very successful, but I think some of the waterfowl's moved out.
Late season deer hunting season is now open. Any regulation reminders for that?
You know, again, with that, firearms, wear your Hunter Orange, have your permits with you, sign it. On that, we do the tail check system on that. And something to for the listeners that just a reminder, hopefully we got our hunting and fishing permits for Christmas. Make sure we sign those and have them with you when we go. But for the deer and turkey, if we have those permits, our habitat stamp from last year, those carry over on that on our late season and our turkey permits this year. So some people target those specifically so they don't have to buy a new one for this year. They'll will for next year. But, again, those two are our late season and our turkey. Those habitat stamps carry over for us.
Mr. Bergen, I have a question for you. Is it the same case with the federal waterfowl stamp? Does that carry over through the
– Yeah, that federal waterfowl, that goes from July up to August and or in that date on there. It says that on the stamp. Make sure you sign that, have that one with you. But, yes, that one carries over for the waterfowl also.
And what does the fog do? I assume that makes the geese stay maybe roosted a little bit longer in the morning. How does that affect?
Yeah, they'll stay on the water and go out to feed a little bit later. It also keeps them lower to the ground. Mm. So, you know, they're coming in, you can hear them. But I think the waterfowl will say that, you know, we want the wind to get a little better hunt out of that and that fog. Isn't the best for that. But there's areas that they do like that they will hit, and they do know for the more local geese, they'll frequent that spot. So, you know, sometimes the hunters have good luck in that. It's just a matter of where you're at the right time.
And All right.
You aren't going to get any on your couch.
So. That's right.
You know, you're exactly right, and being out there is the key. You see all sorts of things out there. If you're targeting one animal, you're probably not. If you don't see it, you're seeing something else. We were out last night looking for deer, and, you know, we've seen 18 longbeards. You know, who would have thought you'd see that many?
Big wild turkeys, gobblers. Oh, yeah. They were gobbling too, weren't they, Rich?
Yes, I couldn't believe that.
We couldn't believe they're gobbling at each other.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was quite a show, absolutely. Rich Bergman, thank you very much. Nebraska Conservation Officer out of Waterloo. Don't forget Nebraska Wildlife Crime Stoppers phone number for you to put into your phone, 1-800-742-SNAP, 1-800-742-SNAP, like snap your fingers like that. Thank you, Rich. Be safe.
Thank you. Good show. We'll see you guys. Be safe now.
Thanks.
All right. And we have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia, Tom. Tom Murray, our special guest today, Nick Burris on the board. I'm Greg Wagner. We say good morning to Terry Dvorak. Hey, Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Greg.
All right. Give us the answers. During this pandemic, the two specific outdoor activities that are measurable that experienced the biggest jumps were what two?
Fishing and deer hunting.
Fishing, and we'll take deer hunting. Fishing and hunting as a whole, but especially fishing and deer hunting. Good job, Terry Dvorak. You bet. Nice job. Nice job. Any questions or comments for our special guest today, Tom Murray of Omaha?
No, I really don't. I enjoy listening to the program weekly and just keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Terry. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we'll get you that calendar and tell you the moon phases and some interesting historical dates and everything else, 2021. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You bet. There goes Terry. Appreciate that. Terry Dvorak of Omaha. And now we need to do Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. And, Tom, you're not off the hook because we're going to get into the spirituality for a couple minutes of the Great Outdoors when we come back. But here we go. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. This is a little tougher. We don't know if we'll have time to get you on the air, but we'll mention you for sure. And playing for another neat calendar, 2021 Nebraska Land Magazine, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Nebraska Park System. There are three new specialty license plates Nebraska has, now available in 2021, that feature and they benefit at-risk wildlife species. Can you name the three species of wildlife depicted or shown on these Nebraska license plates for 2021? And let's see how you do. If you're a social media person like me, you'll probably know them. First caller gets it right wins. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
Looking for a quick day trip or a little getaway? There's a hidden gem just 20 minutes from Omaha. The Dodge County CVB would like to invite you to check out beautiful, historic downtown Fremont. Browse through the antique stores, shop the amazing boutiques, or just sit down, grab a bite to eat or a cup of coffee. Stay the day or plan an overnight. It's the getaway you need without the hassle of a long travel time. To find out all there is to do in Dodge County, check out visitfremontne.org or on Facebook at Main Street of Fremont.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Ah, 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 ah. Final segment of your Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Stations, being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club, Stoicich House of Sausage, have the Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Cubby's Convenience Stores. We thank all of them. Nick Burris on the board. Podcast coming up immediately after this program on myboomerradio.com. Should have that on your favorites on your phone. Myboomerradio.com. Podcast there from Nick Burris. Thanks, Nick. And our special guest today, Tom Murray, Omaha Creighton Prep Theology instructor. Again, just one of those neat people of the world that you meet. One of the finest people I've ever met. Noah Wagner, that you had taught at Creighton Prep, cannot say enough good things about you. He's like, Dad, if I was to become a teacher, that's who I want to be most like, Tom Murray of Creighton Prep.
Oh, wow.
No, seriously. Wow. That's coming from, unprompted from a young person.
Wow.
Yep. So, and I'm serious about that. And Tom, avid outdoor enthusiast, he's a Nebraskan, born here,
born
but like
bred.
A
yep.
lot of us, you know, went elsewhere to college and life and everything else, and he's back. There he is, and he's got a wonderful family. Appreciate his wife at Creighton University and the kids. Nolan. Nolan's going to guide for me, I've come to figure out.
Yeah, yep, yep. He'll be really, really good at it. Yep. He.
I need the help. There you go. Good job, Nolan, and the rest of the Murray family there. We have a winner on round two of Great Outdoor Trivia. We're going to mention his name just because we're running out of time, and I have to ask you about the spirituality of the great outdoors for our last hurrah there. And Emil Barachek, good friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Emil Barachek of Papillion, Nebraska, gets it right. So the question that we threw at you, three new specialty Nebraska license plates now available in 2021, feature or benefit at-risk wildlife species. Can you name those three species? And Emil knew. He's a pretty avid outdoors person himself. Emil Barachek, Papillion, Bighorn Sheep, Sandhill Crane, Ornate Box Turtle. Tom, you like the Ornate Box Turtle
play? I love, that's probably my favorite animal of all. I love the Ornate Box Turtle ever since I was a little kid.
The Turtle of the Sandhills.
They're beautiful, yeah.
They are. And I'm Bighorn Sheep.
Yeah.
It's just super cool. I like the crane. I love seeing the cranes. My wife grew up amid the cranes. She's like, eh, no big deal. I'm like, no, it's a big deal.
I saw my first whooping cranes this year.
You're ahead of me. Whoa.
Three of them, yeah. Called the game in parks. They actually sent someone out to...
Oh, yeah, we'll babysit that.
That was crazy, yeah.
Conservation officer, yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
But Bighorn, Sandhill Crane, Ornate Box Turtle, Emil Barachek, good job. The spirituality of the great outdoors. Go, Tom.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been thinking and praying a lot about... my relationship with my God during this pandemic. And I guess what really stands out to me is what a blessing hunting has been for several reasons. You know, we gather a group of family members together over Christmas and, you know, we can go walk a pheasant field together and we can stay socially distant the whole time. What I draw from that is the idea that I love the solitary aspects of sitting in a tree stand or hiking out in, you know, the Western states looking for elk. But and that's fantastic. That's great moments for me and God. But I also really feel drawn to this idea that hunting is about community and hunting is about both the generations that have come before and the generations that are going to come after us. And connecting all of those together is something that not even the pandemic has been able to dampen for me. And I find so much that is good and so much that is holy and so much that is just feels like where God wants me to be when I get to spend, even if it's not hunting, even if it's just going snowshoeing at Fontenelle or you know, hiking the trails around Omaha as much as hitting a CRP in Pleasanton, Nebraska, or running around after grouse in the Pine Ridge. So.
Excellent, my friend. Might pass along that one week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Lauren Cott of Gretna, Kevin Mark of Omaha, talking ice fishing, the hard water angling lifestyle, and tips on taking kids in your bubble, general tips for ice fishing, Kevin Mark, Lauren Cott. These guys are going to be awesome. Can't wait. So be sure to tune in next week to the Great Outdoor Radio Show when we cover those things. Thank you, my friend. Blessings to you, Tom Murray, and all your family.
You as well, Greg. Happy
all
New
right.
Year.
Happy New Year. And I say... Happy New Year to you. We'll talk at you next week. Be safe, be smart. I'm Greg Wagner.